Lyon N. Martin spoke about how difficult to impossible it was to find books in the 1950s to help them understand their own sexual orientation. Just a few years later, they could have read a novel by Jane Rule. Rule's first novel, Desert of the Heart, was about a woman who, after divorcing her husband, fell in love with another woman. The book was later adapted into the movie Desert Hearts. Rule has written about lesbian themes in subsequent novels, short stories, and essays. Although born in New Jersey, Vancouver, Canada has been Rule's home since 1956. Last year, a film about Rule won the Audience Choice Award for Best Documentary at the San Francisco Lesbian and Gay Film Festival. In 1988, I asked Rule if she was out when Desert of the Heart was published in 1964.
You have to remember that in those days you didn't talk about things like that. Certainly among my friends and my family I was, but I was teaching at the University of British Columbia at the time, and someone did bring up the issue after the book came out. And the defense in the department was, you don't have to be a murderer to write murder mysteries. And I think this is a very silly defensiveness, but in 1964, not surprising.
The stakes were really much higher then. There was no gay and lesbian movement. The stakes were much higher, I think, to admit to yourself or to anyone else that you were gay.
Well, it's not very hard to admit if you're in a very happy relationship. In fact, it's something to celebrate, so that it didn't seem to me anything humiliating, just awkwardly private. So that there were social problems about it. You know, we kept being invited to dinner parties with two gay men so that it would all look all right. And it was a totally open secret. But, I mean, you simply dealt in those terms in those days. I got much more restless much earlier than most people, I suppose, and then found myself the only open lesbian in Canada, and therefore anytime an issue came up, I had to address it. So I became a kind of spokesperson for no movement because there wasn't anybody else out there.
Well, how did you feel being thrust into that role?
Sometimes irritated. I don't really feel that my chief job is educating the world about lesbianism or that it should be necessary, but obviously it is. And I think if you're put on the spot, the one thing you can do about it is to be educative as you can be.
I would suspect that your readers write you very emotional letters. I'm thinking especially of readers who were first coming out as they started reading you. And it's so exciting to find characters in fiction whose lives reflect in some way your life. And gays have been so marginalized, especially in the past, in our culture, that it's just been impossible to find images of people who were gay. And if you find it, it can be so exciting. So I'm sure you've gotten very personal letters from readers who really wanted to make some kind of emotional contact with you. But it's really hard for an author to pay back emotionally, you know, in the same way that a reader would write in. How have you handled that?
I think it was most difficult for me when Desert of the Heart came out, because, of course, that was a little book out there all by itself without any other books for people to turn to. When you get a letter from a distressed reader or a reader who feels you're the only person in the whole world who understands them, there really isn't very much you can do. You know, when someone is writing you from South America saying they're about to kill themselves and only you can help, it's horrifying. And I think that it was the greatest burden to me after that book came out. I don't get as many distressed letters anymore. I get many more happy, celebrating letters, which are much easier to deal with.
When you were young, did you look for literature that had some evidence of homosexuality in it?
No. I read The Well of Loneliness when I was a kid and was horrified by it.
What horrified you?
Well, I thought, I'm going to have to live in a ghetto and dress up like a man. And I was already 6 feet tall with a deep voice, so, you know, it's just... And I couldn't speak French, and apparently the only people who knew each other were people who lived in Paris, and the whole thing just turned me off completely. And there was nothing else. But I didn't really look in literature for much of anything. I really, when I was a kid, thought that novels did an awful lot of lying about how people really felt. I didn't really understand they were making social comments. I mean, I knew perfectly well that children didn't die so that we would be better people, as they do in Dickens, and I was very suspicious of literature, perhaps because I didn't find people or feelings that I could much identify with.
Well, then what made you want to write?
To tell the truth. Somebody had to.
Writer Jane Rule, recorded in 1988. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.